Japanese cinema has a history stretching back over 100 years, but no time period stands out as much as the 1950s and 60s, since those years brought with them a golden age of Japanese cinema. It's regarded as a golden age due to the sheer number of films produced, the number of cinemagoers being the highest in Japanese history, and the critical reception of many of the films, with many films going on to win awards not just in Japan, but overseas as well. This was made possible by the perfect storm of new film technology being made available, low production costs, no government censorship, and huge audiences at the box office, seeing as TVs were still incredibly rare at the time. Movies from this age are commonly included in many people's top 100 lists of all time. In some film critics' lists, we can see Tokyo Story dethroning Citizen Kane, which is widely considered to be one of the best movies ever made. This period also gave rise to some of the greatest directors in Japanese history, the most well-known of which is without a doubt Akira Kurosawa, who was responsible for such epics as Seven Samurai and The Hidden Fortress. Another great director of the time was Yasujiro Ozu, who gave us the masterpieces Tokyo Story and Late Spring. And we can't forget Masaaki Kobayashi, who made the great film Harakiri and The Human Connection, which is one of the longest films ever made, with the trilogy clocking in at just under 10 hours. The year 1954 really goes down in history as one of the best years in Japanese cinema, as it saw the release of both Seven Samurai and Godzilla. While both movies saw instant success, Godzilla went on to quickly become a household name and spawn an entire subgenre of movies.